I guess since he's got his recorder turned on, we're going to go ahead and start the meeting. And we can talk as long as we want to. Got indefinite amount of time, but I want to welcome everybody and thank everybody for coming. I mean, it's a gorgeous Saturday. It's a gorgeous Saturday. I know everybody else probably could have other things that would like to do, but I'm glad you're going to be spending your time with us. What I'm going to do right now is, Jack, I tell you what, we're really glad to see you back.
Thank you.
And our thoughts and prayers have been with you.
Thank you.
You don't want to do Shirley.
You don't need
to give me one.
You don't need one?
No, Shirley's back.
I need one.
I need to go home.
Dad.
I still need it, don't worry about it.
He didn't get one, I get one.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to thank, before we start the meeting, I wanted to thank the chapter for the memorial they sent for my wife, and also thank the members that showed up at the Covenant Tower for her memorial. It was very nice. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You are certainly welcome, Jack. What I want to do is start out with, I don't know what's all, we don't really have an agenda today, but what I'd like to do for everybody is take a look at the meetings that we had last month, and most of this was at the Lumberton Fly-In, and we really had a pretty good turnout there. There was some that did extraordinary work and did most of the work. I stood around and kind of supervised a little bit until they put me to work for about 5 minutes.
Well, this isn't from the, we didn't have a meeting is what I'm trying to stutter out here.
You're trying to stutter out? Yeah, we didn't have a meeting?
We didn't really have a meeting. Somehow I was talking to somebody about building mini-maxes, and next thing I knew, the whole row of people that was lined up were gone, so I said, well, I missed that one. Shot moment lived. So I guess we're going to try to just combine our May meeting and our June meeting together, right? Since this minutes is from April.
Mm-hmm. Well,
just write it up as nothing important was discussed and let it go with that.
That's right. We opened and closed the meeting, I think it lasted maybe about 5 minutes. There was not a lot of input and not a lot of experts, so we just went ahead and closed it. I'm going to let you go ahead and go over the Treasury report, kind of give a rundown on that.
All right. Well, 21st of April, checking account balance was $1,140.87. On that day, we received a Minimax donation. Wait a minute, that's been crossed out. No, not really. It was $80. And, take these glasses off so I can hear better. We also received Bill Watt, our new member, and Nancy, their yearly dues of $50. I paid on the 27th the Aurora Electric bill, which was $33.48. And on the 3rd of May, preparing for our breakfast fly-in, we paid the Todd House Buffet $416.94. Which later on was reimbursed to us for the fact that rain almost delayed it and pretty well canceled it. Not a plane showed up, but I thought we had a great gathering here. 5th of May, we paid for the new mower, $200. And on the 4th of May, I made a deposit to the bank of the $130 previously mentioned for the Minimax and our yearly dues for one member and his family. May 5th, paid Wayne Robinson for breakfast foods. He went out and got for our fly-in, which is $85.86. And on the 8th of May, We gave a small donation to the Grand Strand Humane Society in memory of Sybil Tarner, $100. And
T-A-R-N-E-R, by the way.
T-A-R.
N-E-R.
N-E-R, Tarner.
T-U-R-N-E-R.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, Tarner.
Well, we apologize. It didn't get...
Happens all the time.
Could be my bad writing. That left us on the 19th of May a balance in the account of $434.59. Petty cash started off that month. That was the 21st of April. Cash on hand is $112.51. The meetings donuts brought it down $10.35. And the kitty produced $75. Also on the 5th of May, our scheduled breakfast fly-in, bad weather, didn't shut it down. Instead of charging for food, we thought we'd just put out the kitty and see what came up, and we got $75, which is more than we expected to charge for our meals. So that almost broke us even on food. We had a good gathering. 19th of May, cash on hand. We closed with $252.16 in petty cash. Now I'm going to run on to June's minutes here. That would be the 19th of May. Started the balance, as I spoke there before, $434.59. And that day... We, at the Lumberton, we had our meeting briefly, and Minimax parts that we sold or got donation of $50 was put into the checking account for our, and I'd like to make a, I did go to an Ori Electric meeting on behalf of the club and got us a $25
Write-off
on electricity. Thank you. The 11th of June, I deposited the proceeds from the Lumberton fly-in of $114.76. Transferred from petty cash into the checking account was $85.24. And also I got the check back through Dennis from the Todd House Buffet on the 11th of June and deposited it for $416.94, which made a grand total of that deposit $666.92, I think. I don't have it wrote down here, but it was all figured up in those three figures. And I paid the Ori Electric bill for the 11th of June, $30.10. And that left a balance in our checking account on the 16th of June of $1,071.43. As petty cash, on the 19th of May, we had on hand $252.16. And the 11th of June, transferred to the bank account, the $85.24 previously mentioned. The 16th of June, 2007, we have cash on hand of $166.92 in petty cash. The Lumberton fly-in grossed $425. Of which the large and the small planes account for $100. Food, ice, and LP gas for Saturday was $310.24. We used all top quality food, and everybody really appreciated it. We made a lot of connections there. We didn't make a great big amount of money, but... We sure did get the word out that we were here and that we wasn't in it for all the money. This is a great experience, I thought. I really enjoyed being there.
think they'll definitely want us to come back next year, because we fed most of the volunteers that were working up there, came by for free. We didn't make a whole lot of money, but we didn't go in the hole. We came back with, not counting the airplanes we sold, on just the food, we made $14.
Yes, the food we made $14.76. I feel we had great exposure for our chapter. Excuse me.
And everybody enjoyed it. I mean, we fed breakfast to campers behind us. They weren't even had nothing. They were just there camping out for the fair show. We were feeding them breakfast, and they was tickled. Everybody had a good time.
There was one little boy came up to me, and his mentor was looking at the plane, and the little boy's eyes was fixed on those puppy planes. And there was a, I figure, an intercity kid. It was an EAA chapter of Young Eagle pilot, and he'd flown him down here from Virginia in a 172, and the little boy flew the whole way. Well, he was only this tall, so I know he couldn't hold the rudder pedals. And he said it was like this and this and this, but the little guy, he had a big grin. He couldn't say anything. He was grinning so hard. He kept looking at those puppy planes, and so I donated one to him and then put the money in the till for it. And then he was so happy he couldn't say anything more. So all he could do was giggle and laugh.
Sounds like y'all created a lot of goodwill there.
Yeah, I think we did. And our little Minimax project really brought a lot of attention, and people came and gave us ideas and told us about their Minimax projects. It really was great. It was a good experience. So anyway, I want to thank all who helped out there, gave us a break. Appreciate it. And that concludes
the minutes
from the treasurer.
Is there any concerns, questions about the minutes? A motion to accept them?
What did you say?
I'll make a motion to accept
the minutes of the minutes. So be it. They'll be entered then. I'll talk a little louder, Bob.
Yeah, he needs all the help he can get today.
I'm about the same way. Was any old business that anybody wants to bring up that concerns, any concerns on old business?
Well, I don't know whether it's old or new, but I would like the chapter to send a letter to this man that gave us the coffee machine. So we thank him for that.
Do we know his name or anything? Or
what's that?
His name and address or anything?
No, we have
to. The only thing I know is that he's down at Wedgefield, and his name is Dorr. You know the old baseball player, Bobby Dorr? This is a cousin of his, Dorr, D-O-E-R. He's a buddy of our friend here, Bill Ott.
Well,
and this is the reason I think we got the machine. I mentioned it to him, and then when I mentioned it to Bill Ott, he said he's my buddy, and the next week the machine was up here.
Well, let me ask a favor then. Could you, since you got most of the information, could you kind of do a rough draft?
Yeah, I'll give you a note
all the information,
something.
And then we'll finish it out.
Okay.
Appreciate that, Bob. Since we don't have any no more old business, then we'll move on to new business. Any new business anybody wants to bring up?
Well, I'll tell you about the website.
Okay.
The pictures from the Lumberton Air Show that I took are posted on the website. I don't know if anybody's looked at it. Okay. The setup that these guys did was fantastic. I thought it was great. Nice booth. Nice everything. And I try to capture that, and I think it looks pretty good on the website, you know, the pictures. Also, I did on the website, I spent a considerable amount of time posting our upcoming fly-in in May, or November, to every known place that you can post it to. If anybody can find another place, let me know, but Google doesn't know about it, okay? So I posted to everywhere, even places out west, and you know that I know is not. They're probably not going to fly in from
there.
But hey, you know, we're out there, So,
what's the date?
November 3rd, the first Saturday in November is what I was told, and that's, and at this point in time, if that's the wrong date, it's now the right date, because I'm going to tell you, I can't unpost it from 10,000 places that I've done.
Is that on a Saturday?
Yes, it's the first Saturday of November. And I looked back through the, to verify that it was, that was the correct date, I looked back through the history from the previous fall fly-ins, and in every case, it was the first Saturday of November. So, anyhow, and that's been done now, so it's well in advance, so we should, maybe we'll have some, if the weather doesn't kill us again, we're two for two here on the weather, so.
There's one thing I want to bring up along with that, and we have fly-ins, especially like in November. For safety reasons, liability reasons, I mentioned one time before that we need to get us a fire extinguisher. And we need to have one big enough and on wheels that we can have outside for vehicles that come in, airplanes. It also wouldn't hurt to have about 200 feet of water hose. Because like in November, it's real dry here, and people have a tendency like to smoke. And I had to run around and tell people constantly, don't be smoking around here in all this dry grass.
That's a good idea to have some no smoking signs out.
But we do need a fire extinguisher on wheels, and we need some extra hoses that we can hook up in those times that we can just prevent any accident. I hate to see two or three aircraft burn up.
Yeah, that was always my worry. How about the local fire department? Would they send somebody out to stand by on the
That's a good point, because they probably would.
They do. They used to.
If we just notify them.
They could bring their fire extinguisher with them.
Yeah, see, that would save it, because those ones on wheels are, like, serious expensive. I mean,
we need, well, the normal aviation one is, I think, 150 pounds. Those aren't cheap. And then also, that's A, B, and C.
You give them a little donation, and
yeah,
maybe they'd come out.
But we need to look.
They did come once, didn't
yeah.
They?
They came. Used to come all the time.
Yeah, I thought they did.
But that's a concern. We need to keep it in our minds. And if we don't get the fire extinguisher, then we need to contact the fire department, say the local fire department. I think there's one right out here at the end of the road, isn't there?
Yeah.
And then we also probably need to look into getting some water hoses.
Well, we got two fire extinguishers, one
in
each end of the building.
Yeah, plus I could donate two, just like there at the door. They're brand new. You're talking some money there when you're talking about getting one that big and on wheels. And if we put a 4x4 out up there with a hook on each side of it, somewhere in a central location, and hung two like that right there, anybody could grab those and run with them. And they might be more useful than having a big, heavy one on wheels.
Well, on airports, as standard, I think you got to have within 50 feet of the aircraft. But since we're out here, but that was a concern. I want to bring it up and see what everybody had, any ideas.
I think the fire department would be
even likely,
a good idea.
Even likely than Oshkosh doesn't do that.
Huh.
The only thing they ever carry a fire extinguisher to is a radio engine warplane. They'll have those big ones out there those sometimes, and not all the time.
Just when you start them.
Yeah, because the bottom cylinders fill up with fuel and oil and everything anyway every time it sets. So I've seen them at Lakeland when they were starting up
the radios.
The radios had it there. But it's.
So y'all think it's just the maybe some water hose and?
Well, a water hose is nice. We got some, but it wouldn't hurt to have a little more water hose. But more fire extinguishers, and that we could put on the outside.
Somebody like this right here.
Yeah, something that you can handle, and we could just, I'd say, put a hook on the building, one here and one this end,
and hang them out during the flying.
If you put a pole out there, it's something else to cut grass around.
Somebody else is gonna hit it too.
Some airplane to hit it. That's exactly right.
Well, then we can go along with that, then. If you said you had a couple you could donate.
Yeah,
four fire extinguishers.
I bought 14 of them this year. I can donate a couple.
Okay. But two That'd give us four here, that should be plenty. And a couple more water hoses. Okay. Is any objections, or everybody want to make an agreement to kind of go with that? Well, with the silence, I'll take that as a A.
Everybody's shaking
their heads. Well, the ones donated them, I don't think anybody's going to complain
about that. Nobody complains about that.
Okay, that was the only new business that I wanted to bring up, because I was just concerned. I guess it come back from where, if I didn't have a fire extinguisher within 50 feet of where I was refueling or the aircraft was parked, that was a serious offense. That I always got in trouble with it. And I was always on military bases with military planes, but I guess it stays with you. And also, the last time we were here and I saw all those people wanting to smoke out there on that dry grass, that had me concerned.
It had me a little nervous with all these canvas-covered airplanes. They go up real quick.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
How about the Breakfast Club fly-in? She had asked me the last time I talked to her, I said, I assume they want to do it again, but I don't know.
You're talking about next May?
But she didn't give me a date or anything. She said she'd take care of it and get back with me, which she has not done. Yeah. And I was to let you all know to see if it was agreeable or not.
Pretty much have to do the thing almost a year in advance, don't you?
Yeah, you have to do it a year in advance. So.
So if we're going to do it again, we need to do it now.
She needs to be...
You need to call her again.
Well, I just wanted to see if everybody still wants to do it.
Well, we were going to do two events a year, weren't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
The breakfast fly-in and then the fall fly-in.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of a going thing that we agreed on until somebody comes in.
Yeah, canceled out one of the other barbecues.
Uh-huh. We dropped one.
And do the breakfast.
Yeah, so everybody...
Well, I'll try and get a hold of her. She was supposed to call me back anyway and give me a tentative date, and then I was going to present it to you, but I haven't heard
of it. Okay. Well, we don't have any objections from what we had already stated. It's two a year, right? Any objections?
No.
Okay. Go ahead and contact her then and let her know we're in there for May if we can get a date. Anything else?
May is hard to get. We were fortunate we got May this year, even though it did rain. It doesn't usually rain.
Well, does anybody want, if you can't get May, what would be the other dates, alternative dates?
You never know. You just don't know. She'll throw maybe two or three out. Usually they're not very good, like 4th of July or, somewhere.
Well, we can get a three-month range here in April, May, and June. Because you don't want to get it into the summer where it gets so hot.
Right. No, I know. That's one she threw out last time. But I had told her, I said, that we would be interested in May. And I'm surprised she hasn't got back with me yet.
Okay. Well, then you'll follow up with that and then just let us know on that. Anything else? Boy, I tell you what, we're going to have a fast one today. Anybody heard anything about Tom? Is he still doing okay?
Well, there's a matter of...
He's been having a little bit of trouble with his diabetes and a few other ailments, I guess.
Should be cold,
where's Jim in? Where's Jim?
Jim went up north.
Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And Bill Utt wrote me and he said that he's going to Ohio, I think it was.
Okay. Those books I brought up there, if you want to... Mm-hmm. Anybody wants them, help themselves, or if you want to, we used to sometimes put them aside and try to sell them at the fly-in or something. I don't care. I don't want to get anything in, but if you want to put them aside, whatever you want to do. Some of them are good and some are very good and some of them are just paperbacks. But.
Well, the only thing else I want to add before we close the meeting is that we've got to get some flyable airplanes because Jack and I want to go out and do a few touch and goes on our meetings. Now, we can't do that. We're trying to try it with a lawnmower, and I just can't get it airborne. I either can't get enough prop speed or... I'm going to let Jack do the fly, and I'm going to sit in the back. Anything else? You make a motion? Adjourn.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, that was easy.
Oh, how about the next meeting? You're not going to have one?
Oh, yeah, I'm on the summer meetings.
You gonna skip July, or?
How does everybody feel about that?
We used to skip during the summer.
Yeah.
We're working on the airplane.
Well, I'll be here anyway, probably. I've been here pretty much every Saturday since we started this thing.
Well, we'll go along then just with the protocol of what we've been doing. But if anybody feels like they don't have anything else that they want to do and spend some time out here, come on. We can always mow grass that day.
Okay, so July's canceled. When's the next scheduled meeting?
August.
August, okay. I'm just, for the record.
Or in July, August, and it is in July.
Yeah.
That's true. That's what I'm thinking. It's kind of hotter in August than it is in July.
There wasn't any of those hamburgers or hot dogs that was left over that we have here or anything that we could...
Matter of fact, I've got some out thawing to cook hamburgers.
Okay.
If anybody wants to stay and get a hamburger.
Well, that's a good thing. We can hang around and build airplanes and eat hamburgers and hot dogs. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm done. We're done.
All right. I'm making a motion to call this meeting.
Second.
You want to go ahead and file this? Well, I guess he would be the one to file this.